So we start a new service this morning called The Way. Basically, it's about discovering personal direction. Because here's what happens. Hands down, the most common question that I've been asked as a pastor is this: how do I know what God wants? What's God's will for my life? It's asked all sorts of different ways. And it doesn't just happen here at church. I could be getting coffee someplace. I could be in the grocery store striking up a conversation. It doesn't take very long once people realize that I'm a pastor that somehow that question comes up. And I think if we're all honest, we all have to face that, not just once, but quite often. Because here's the reality. The decisions we make today determine the stories that we tell tomorrow. And not just that we tell, that others will tell about us. So making decisions, it's important. It becomes a question of how do we make those decisions? You know, I don't know about you, have you ever gone to a movie and you sat through the movie and you went, that was a bad choice? Maybe it's a TV show. Maybe, you know, with a book, it's a little different. You could start the book and go, nope, put that down, TV show. But, you know, you regretted the decision. You know, those are just simple ones, right? You know, maybe you bought a car that you wish you hadn't bought. Maybe you chose to go to a restaurant. You got there and you started to order something. You went, no. The decisions we make today determine the stories that we tell. You know, it could be, well, I shouldn't have dated that person, or I shouldn't have bought that car. How do you make decisions? I mean, we have to make decisions. If you don't make a decision, that's a decision. Have you ever noticed? Well, let me rephrase that. I'll use an example. So one of the things, we had these friends that were missionaries to Korea. And it was great when they came back on furlough. They told us a little bit about what was going on there. And so we said, so what's it like coming back? They'd been gone for probably 3 years, maybe even 5 years. And they said that the biggest difficulty we've had is going to the grocery store. You see, in Korea, there's only one toothpaste, one brand of toilet paper, one brand of paper towels. And we have aisles of choices. So much so that we can sit there and go, well, am I going to buy the toothpaste based on money, how much it costs, the cheapest brand? Do I need something sensitive for my teeth? I mean, go through the long list of choices. Or I really love it when you go out to the gathering space for fellowship time, and there's multiple cookies, and you watch the kids try to decide which cookie they are going to want, because they're only supposed to take one, right? Not one of everyone. You know, face all sorts of decisions, whether to date this person, whether to marry this person, whether to have children now or later, to major in business or pre-med, what school to go to, whether you should do dance or piano or sports or have kids or not have kids or buy a car or keep a car. That's really the question for us. How do we make decisions? And that's what this series is really about, discovering personal direction so that we can make decisions. Today we're going to talk about the power to become, next week wisdom to know, the following week confidence to know, and then the fourth week will be faith to actually start. But today, here's what I'd like us to think about. God cares, says very little in the Bible about the future, unless, of course, you're reading Revelation or Daniel or Ezekiel. There's all sorts of pictures like that. But most of the conversation is about today, what we have right before us and the decisions that we have and how important they are, big or small. So what's important? Well, what's important is that God cares about who before do. Who before do? What do I mean by that? God is more concerned on who you are becoming rather over what you are doing. It starts with who you are becoming. It's character. You know, most of us, when we see this text in 1 Thessalonians or other parts of the Bible, it says, God's will is for you to be holy. We start going like this. We start pulling back. Well, why? Probably because we think holy means that we're going to be perfect, or we're going to be some monk, or go to be a missionary. I mean, we all have different pictures of what it means. But the reality in our tradition is that it's going on to perfection, which means it's a growing. It's growing. Growing more in the likeness of Jesus Christ. And so it's important for us to stop and think about that. Because the Bible never says that God's will is about a certain career. Instead, it's what we should be like. The do, the who, before the do. It's not what does God want me to do, it's who does God want me to become. That's really what we're talking about here. I'll give you an example. Is it God's will that I be a pastor? And my answer to that would be, that's not the primary. That's the secondary. More than being a pastor, it's God's will that I would live a life of integrity, a life of holiness. To be a pastor is the do. To live faithfully for Jesus is the who. Because I could be the best preacher in town or the state, and if I abuse my wife, I'm not in God's will. I could be a great charismatic leader of the church, but if I don't pay my bills, I'm not centered in God's will. It's the who before the do. God would rather I do anything else than be a pastor as long as I live with integrity. This past couple of weeks, there's been another major scandal that's ripped through a large church. And it's just reminded me again. It's about our integrity, our character, who we are over what we do. Not that it's either or, but it starts with who we are becoming. Then what we do. So that's the first. And then here's the second piece if you're filling in your blank. It's why before what? It's why before what? Motives matter to God. Our heart attitude matters to God. Proverbs, it says this, you may think everything you do is right, but the Lord judges your motives, judges our heart. I mean, I don't know about you, but there are usually two reasons for doing anything. The reason we tell everybody, and then the real reason behind it, right? I mean, let's be honest. But Jesus warned us that practicing righteous acts to be seen by people means you lose the rewards of them. You can't get to the right place when you start with the wrong motives. It's why before what? And you won't do the right what if you're driven by the wrong why. Well, should I buy a new car? Well, is it a matter of transportation, or is it just that you want the latest and best? Should I post this photo online on Facebook or Instagram? Is it because I want people to see me and envy me and like what I'm doing? Or is it because I'm honoring Christ and serving Christ, living into the mission that God's called me to? That's really what we're talking about here. If you want to get to the point where everything you do, you're saying, I want to please God. I want to become who God's called me to be. I want to please God. And that's really what Paul is talking about in Galatians when he said, am I trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I'm still trying to please people, then I won't be a servant of Jesus. Or in Colossians, really drives it home. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So here's what it means. If you're a stay-at-home mom, or it means that and you're drowning in laundry and dirty diapers, you do it for the glory of God. If you're a minimum wage fry cook, you make the best French fries for God. If your boss is a jerk, you serve him or them with the love of Christ in all that you do. God's will is a who before you do and a why before what. If I can't please God in a few decisions, then how can I, in the small things, how can I please God in the big decisions? You know, I can think back in my life, some of the things that I like to do. There was a time when I used to build guitars, and I thought, oh yeah, great, I could build guitars, I could sell these people, all the famous people will want to buy them. I don't do that anymore. Or about the same time, it wasn't just building guitars. I used to play in a group, and it was like, well, I can't wait till we get to play this festival or do these things. No. Early in my life and throughout my life, I've done a spattering of photography. Same thing. People would look at me as the next Ansel Adams. Yeah, no. Private decisions make all the difference in the world. If you're choosing the right who, Jesus, and who he says you are, and you're becoming that person, then guess what? You'll find the right do. If you're becoming the right who, God will help you choose the right do. That's really what we're talking about here. If we understand who God's called us to be and step into that, and not just that, but if you're driven by the right why, the right motive of the heart, then God will lead you in the right what. It's more about who and why than do and what. That's really our challenge. How do we live into that? Who do we become? If we really see that the life that you have is the mission God's called you to, then we live into that with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. So the question today is, who are you becoming? Not what are you doing? Who are you becoming?